Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. So we just finished looking at Microsoft Azure's infrastructure as a service offerings by learning about virtual machines and virtual networks. That's great. Now what I want to do is move on to other Azure services that really didn't fit nicely into any of the other courses that we've studied up until this point. So we're going to start by examining Azure Mobile Services, and then as we finish up this series of courses, we're going to take a whirlwind tour of other services from Azure at a very high level. Probably not all the services. I'm not even sure I know all of the services. They keep coming out with new services every single day, but we'll cover the most popular ones. Okay, so Azure Mobile Services, Microsoft Azure Mobile Services, or MAMS. I think Microsoft saw a real opportunity with designers and developers who build mobile apps on iOS and Android platforms, not to mention Windows developers who focus on phone and tablet applications. Many of the designers and developers that they saw who are front-end developers and designers, they really just focus on the front end, the presentation tier of the application. They built a great deal of proficiency in building beautiful front ends that are aesthetically pleasing, that follow certain guidelines for that given platform. However, they may not be quite as versant in implementing a cloud-based data store or authentication and authorization or including notification services. These sorts of things traditionally required a vast set of additional knowledge. So, Microsoft introduced Azure Mobile Services to help designers and developers build a back end to their front end. Developers, really all they got to do is just call into a single client API that's created in such a way as to have a familiar feel to their current client platform and provide an easy to use web-based user interface in order to develop and configure and monitor these back-end services. So in other words, in addition to having the Azure portal, an iOS developer can work with an iOS client library, an Android developer can work with an Android client library, and so on. So MAMS provides a common back-end, a set of back-end services that could be utilized quickly by designers and developers without a lot of back-end expertise. Now I also want to say that the marketing term mobile services is a bit of a misnomer, because there's really nothing preventing you from using this in an ASP.NET application, a Windows desktop application, or any type of application. There's also a .NET client, a C++ client library, so that pretty much covers almost all the bases. On the back end, developers can use JavaScript or .NET if they require any custom functionality. Now, many mobile apps may not even need this because the functionality from MAMS is so rich, or they might need some small custom functionality on top of whatever MAMS has already provided. And you might be wondering, well, what functionality does MAMS provide? Well, here's a list on screen, obviously. And the good thing about this, too, I just want to point out before we go into these, is that you can kind of pick and choose the ones you want. If you only need one piece of this puzzle, then just use one piece. If you only need, like, identity, for example, or just data storage. So you can see that here are the backend services. Push notifications, so you can get toasts on your mobile device. Identity, whether that is logging in through Active Directory, in an enterprise environment, or using social logins like Google+, Facebook, Twitter to log into an application. And also get functionality from those applications as well. The ability to access the data from those applications if they give permission. Running scheduled jobs, yes, you can do that in other services from Azure, but it's provided here kind of as a part of this puzzle. Also, just like that, data storage. And you'll see that data storage and API hosting are really only available if you're using or building backend services with JavaScript. C# already has these services available. You're probably going to deploy from Visual Studio anyway, so you'll probably use like Azure Websites and Azure SQL Database for those purposes. And then there's also some enterprise-y stuff that that you can add to the application. You can connect to on-premise data. You can use Active Directory and things of that nature. Okay, so what client-side libraries are supported? They have libraries for universal apps, .NET and C++, like we would expect. But they also have libraries for iOS and Android. So again, if you're already one of these developers, you know, there's a certain style or heuristic that's used by each platform. And so I think they've stayed true to that in the client libraries. Of course, on the back end, they're calling out to the RESTful HTTP API that we've talked about all throughout this the series of courses. They've also got a client for Xamarin iOS and Android. And then finally, they also have a JavaScript library that you'd use when you build HTML applications. And that would cover a wide swath of other mobile technologies that are based on using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to build their front ends. So that opens up even a wider range of potential client libraries or clients that can be that can utilize Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. And then there's additional client-side features like offline data sync. So if your user can't get to the internet, your app doesn't have to just say, sorry, can't connect. There's a big box retailer whose application I try to open once in a while, and for whatever reason, I get an error message, sorry, can't get to the store right now, and then it shuts down. I'm like, wait, don't you have some of the product catalog there? You know, what was yesterday's daily sales or something? Give me some information. Don't just shut down. So you're able to do that or provide that functionality with client library features like offline data sync. You can also query data tables like I think we'll demonstrate in one of the upcoming modules as well. And one of the neat things that I think they saw an opportunity to do was to provide an example to do app. So basically, once you create your Azure Mobile Service, one of the first things that you'll see on the dashboard is the ability to download a client app based on which library you want to use. So say I'm an iOS developer, I can download a zip file. It'll have code in there with my my application key already encoded and references to the URL for my application. So it's a really nice quick start. I think it runs pretty much out of the box. And then you can start picking that apart and learning how to do things with Azure Mobile Services. So that's a really neat feature, and we're actually going to look at that in the very next module. All right, in addition to the client-side libraries, there are back-end libraries. The first one is, and I think we've mentioned this, there's two of them, .NET and JavaScript. So there is the mobile services .NET backend library, which you can find a reference to here at this URL. And then there's also the mobile services JavaScript backend library. Now, the cool thing about the JavaScript library is that I'm learning Node.js, I'm learning Express.js, and I think that's the next big thing in my personal opinion, but at any rate, you're essentially, you're using JavaScript plus, in some cases, Node and Express functionality. For example, if you take a look, it can be used to create CRUD triggers. So if you want to, you're going to insert data into the database, you can write JavaScript that will pretty much run like a stored procedure. It'll execute prior to actually inserting. So we're going to see in an upcoming module how I will tack on some extra information to every record that we save in the database. You can create a web API. And here again, this is where Node and Express really comes in. You're really just creating a Node.js module when you create a web API. And we're going to demonstrate that in an upcoming module as well. So if you're already familiar with Node and Express and how modules work and how you export functionality as a module, well, you'll be right at home when you're building web APIs for your application. And this would allow you to do any custom server-side logic before actually accessing the database. You could also kick off notifications. You could send an email from the back end, things of that nature, using a web API. You can create a scheduled job and using JavaScript, and you can access all those main user objects like the user object, the data object, notifications object. And I have a list of the common objects that are available to you on the back end, the request, the response, the user, the data, the notifications, and there's a bunch more if you take a look at that URL, MAMS node backend. So bit.do MAMS node backend. And then I guess the other thing that's both cool and a little discouraging is that it's just like everything else in Azure. It's huge, and we're not going to be able to cover all of it in the few modules that we're devoting to it here. And you could probably spend a month or two just kind of getting to know all the nooks and crannies of this particular service inside of Azure. So how do you learn it? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I did exactly what I said a few moments ago. I downloaded a generated to-do app and I picked it apart, just stared at it for like, 4 hours and tried to change this, change that, try to recreate my own. And then you can go through the extended how-to tutorials on the Azure documentation website. And so they'll take that to-do app and they'll extend it even further by adding push notifications. They'll show you how to add web APIs to add a little bit of functionality to that to-do application. And one thing that I do want to point out, and let's see if I have it pulled up here. No. Let's go to a web page for Azure Mobile Services, one of the demos or one of the documentation pages. All right, so I'll just paste. All right, and so I'm just going to paste in a URL here. And this particular one just happens to be server-side authorization of users and mobile services. That's not the important part. The important part is pretty much all the documentation for Microsoft Azure Mobile Services has these two little drop-down list boxes at the very top where you can select what's the client platform and what's the back-end platform. Let me find another one here. Let's see. Authenticating users. Well, let's find a better one than that. All right, this might not be the best example. There's still some others I've seen on some other documents. But here you would say, I'm building an iOS app and I want to use the JavaScript backend. And so based on those selections, it will change up the document and the source code and things of that nature that are specific to using that combination of front-end library and back-end library. Okay, so just be apprised of that. I think that's very smart on their part. That's very cool. All right, so in the next couple of modules, I can't possibly show everything, but what I want to do is point out a few of the less obvious things as I was trying to get started with Microsoft Azure Mobile Services, things that just didn't pop out at me and I scratched my head and had to go online and I had to do some extensive searching and, struggled with it. So hopefully I can kind of maybe give you a few things that will help you get started, and then I'll let you take it from there if you want to employ this in your own websites. Okay, so that's pretty much all that I have in this module. We'll pick it back up with a few specific examples. We'll create a new Azure Mobile service in the very next module, and then we'll add some cool functionality to it in the next modules after that. All right, so we'll see you there. Thank you.